After last night's presidential debate, Republican hopeful Bob Dole headed for the critical state of New Jersey. With 4 weeks to go to the election, he hopes to win votes with a tax cut plan similar to one that helped New Jersey Governor Christine Todd Whitman win her office 3 years ago. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
Dole's campaign managers left Hartford, Connecticut this morning claiming that they were satisfied with their man's performance in last night's presidential debate. Campaign manager Scott Reed said that Democrats have spent millions of dollars portraying Dole as someone who was mean and out of touch, but that didn't come across last night at all, Reed said. Dole, too, seemed satisfied that he had presented a warmer, wittier face. He was still joking at a rally at the Toms River, New Jersey High School football field this morning.
And I felt good last night. I felt good last night when an impartial observer told me I won last night's debate. And Elizabeth generally knows what she's talking about, too. So,
the crowd at Toms River High School was modest. It looked as though 1,000 people had turned out. Even so, several voters said they had been undecided before last night's debate, but that Bob Dole's demeanor had won them over. They said he came across as more compassionate and caring. And although polls show he is trailing the president by double digits here, Dole is spending a lot of personal time in the state and a lot of money on television advertising. Today he sounded upbeat and optimistic about his prospects.
Now make no mistake about it. This election is between a stealth liberal and a common sense conservative. That's the difference in this election. Jack Kemp and I are voices of common sense conservatism, and that's why we will win New Jersey in November, and that's why we'll win across America on November 5.
The role model for Bob Dole in New Jersey is Governor Christine Todd Whitman. Whitman is traveling with Dole on his bus tour across the state, and she's introducing him at every stop. Whitman ran for governor in 1993 on a platform based on a big across-the-board income tax cut, and she came from behind to beat the Democratic incumbent, Jim Florio. Dole is hoping to replicate her surprise victory. He referred to Whitman several times in his stump speech today as if she was a lucky charm.
And as Governor Whitman said, I would not be standing here today saying we can cut taxes and balance the budget and not touch Medicare or Social Security if I didn't give you my word, and I give you my word, and I keep my word, and I've always kept my word, which you can't say for President Clinton.
Scott Reed, the Dole campaign manager, made it clear just how precisely he hopes Dole's fortunes track Whitman's. 3 years ago, 30 days before the election, Whitman trailed by the same margin Dole does now. But Reed said she came from behind by sticking to her message of cutting taxes. And that's exactly what Dole plans to do from now until November 5th. With the Dole campaign in Toms River, New Jersey, I'm Mara Liasson.